hebu unkueleze wananiambisha, wananiambia mimi ni malaika, ninananana nananana ni waza, siwezi wakata jao zao manufaa.
Sawa, bongo artist.
Avril. Avril Nanjala.
Gosh, how do your song?
Hello people.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z.
What's up everybody?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy today. Ask me why. What? Because Esther is in the building. Esther ametoka. Esther was in Ireland.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Kau juu papi.
Angalia Google Maps. Iko pale Ngong Road. Hi, my name is Michelle Namasaka.
And I'm Jackie Masharia.
And I'm Esther Nyandoro.
And we're recording this in the season of rains and floods. Mm. And we're really hoping you're good.
And safe.
You know, wherever you are. Why are you guys twinning?
Twinsies.
Twinsies.
Tuna telepathic.
Mkona telepathy.
Yeah. Telepathy. That's
it's giving telepathy. Mm. But we hope you are safe and sound and keeping warm. Yeah. It's weather for two, but
to cause solo.
No, there's this thing Kate actress said. It's weather for two, but pampers bill for no labor pains for one.
That's sobering. Yeah.
Right? You're like I'd rather sleep and take hot cocoa.
Any day
and every day.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, speaking of relationships, mm-hmm. there's this video we saw and even shared mm-hmm. with you guys on, I don't know, on Friday or something.
Yeah.
And it was about a mom.
Mm-hmm.
A mom. What was she trying to do? She was trying to get a date or a wife for her 27-year-old.
I think it was a date to a wedding.
A wedding?
Yeah.
A brother's wedding.
Yes.
So the older brother is getting married and the middle child.
Why is it always the middle children? Anyway, this is what she had to say.
So I posted a video yesterday saying how my single son needs a girlfriend, especially one that might be able to cut his hair for me. And we got so many comments that were so much fun that I decided we should do something fun. My youngest son, Joey, is getting married in November, and Riley's been saying he wanted to find a date. So I thought it would be fun to do like a bachelorette style, find Riley a date for the wedding. Okay, so a little about Riley. My middle child, so he definitely has middle child energy. He is 6'7", so very tall. And he's 27 years old. He loves traveling and going on spontaneous adventures. And I've always said about Riley, he has a huge heart and a very kind soul. In the comments, if you're interested, comment your name, where you're from, and the reason why you think you're the perfect person for Riley to take to the wedding. And I'll be shuffling through all the names and picking some girls for him to go on a date with. And we'll see how this all turns out.
So do you guys think we're going back to arranged
marriages?
It's giving arranged marriages.
Yeah.
That's honestly what it's giving.
I have ever seen a babe explain what like arranged marriage is.
All right.
Or what happens in the context in their family, because there are so many people who have gone through arranged marriages. I mean, I didn't see it as a bad thing.
What was it? It would tell us.
So she was basically like, okay, for theirs, it's not extreme. See, like extreme arranged marriages are where the two people don't even like each other.
Yeah.
As in, they've never even seen each other before. It's not like that. It's like, for them, their parents, like, will look for someone in the same setting, like their neighbor, yada, yada. Yeah. They'll just help them link up.
Yeah.
In a way. But it's like someone you know.
Mm.
It's not like a totally strange and foreign person.
So like they're helping you shoot your shots.
Yeah. Basically, it's like your parents acting is Cupid for you.
I think we need that as a generation. Esther, what do you think?
Anyway, vile nimeteso kuinje, and I just consider it.
OMG.
Like, squeezy ni kugumu. You try this.
Niku
try
biad.
This. It's nothing is working. So if I can give my mom the opportunity, ajaribu. Maybe I can. Plus, when I say manga, with age comes wisdom. Maybe so she can see something that I cannot see.
Mm. Tell me about it.
Yeah, and also I want to imagine that because she's older, and I draw the right people.
Preach, girl.
So Aba Tuni wins, 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 wins. So I think
wins, 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 and marriage.
Wins, yeah. Jack. Me, Hansa Jackie is saying that you know, I don't need to know this person. Are they breathing?
Yes.
Yeah. Esther.
Are they men?
Are they men?
Yeah.
But. Yes, that's it. Me, was called you.
Period. Breathing. And the best thing is your mom knows.
She knows.
Your mom, I feel like moms just know the and they want and they know what will work for you, what's best for you. So can you imagine like your mom like choosing or maybe just pointing someone out for you and be like, ole. Reminds me, by the way, there's a time my mom got an accident. You guys remember?
Yes. Yeah.
In August.
Mm-hmm.
And she broke her spine. Anyway, but she's healed. Imagine she's like totally okay. So when she was in hospital, of course, unaenda kumona during visiting hours, maybe unamkuta na daktari and she'd be like, so Michelle, this doctor is called Wanjala. And he's 29. And he lives where? And I've told him. I've told him my boma is open for cows.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, OMG, mom.
That's okay.
Thanks. I mean, a doctor, good, but cringe, kinda. Yeah. You know.
It's even worse if she's saying that when the doctor is actually there.
Do you know the doctor was there?
Okay.
Even the doctor just like felt kinda shy. He just excused himself. But I felt like that was a red flag because why are you shy? As a man, you should take that opportunity to like shoot your shot and tell me, by the way, you feel like lunch today?
Be sure. What if he was married with kids and stuff?
But he wasn't. My mom,
all
the info from this guy, she knows where this guy stays. And malelenda shuleni.
Detective.
Detective. You know.
Yeah.
I think moms, I think they would ace in that.
Yeah, and also in a reduce the chances of a parent telling you, I don't like this one. You know, there you can bring a person home and then your mom is like, oh, you.
No.
So,
by the way,
to
cut down like your wastage of time.
Kindo, we're not wasting like, any time.
Way, and or not, if, you're as just
we,
thinking.
As you're talking about this, babes,
uh-huh.
Are we like... willing to do this? Ama, we're just talking about it for vibes.
Can you imagine your
mom front coming liner. Home or even just sharing your contact with someone? Like, would you be totally okay? You wouldn't feel like, mom, that's some invasion of my privacy.
What privacy?
Yeah. Or what privacy?
It's just a number. And
you
don't have to marry them.
You have to do what to them?
See, date them and see if you can marry them.
Exactly. They're just helping you with that major.
So it's the
because the biggest, challenge is to even get that person.
So
if they can help you bridge your gap and sieve through. sieve is the best one. If they can help you sieve through all that dirt and chaff.
Yeah.
And then like, pick out the person. You know, come to Ndengu. Then get you the one with the one they
the
believe
most
is
potential.
The, you know. Yeah, and I don't even think they're doing this without telling you. They're probably consulting you like, unapenanga soko hivi, unapenanga soko hivi.
But to
along
be honest,
the way.
Ngoja kwanza. Do you talk to your mom about it? Unapenanga
mtu? Yeah, I do.
By the way, I don't.
Okay.
Me, I tell my mom. Kwanza when I see people on TV or even just if I have a crush.
Yeah.
I'll send her a photo. I'm like, this guy, mom, right now, this guy is driving me crazy.
I feel like your mom will be the best candidate to pick out for you. Because I feel like then she knows you.
Is it your?
Yeah.
And
mine would be randomly just collecting.
My mom will just be lost. Yeah, because she wouldn't even know. Because you know what's funny? I also don't know. That's
girl,
the worst part. Yeah, it's like, I don't, I feel like I don't have the the picture in my head of what is the ideal person.
Yeah.
So even me, I'm going blind. Like both of us, the blind leading the blind. Let's go.
Like, let's work together. Yeah. As long as we are together.
As long as we're together, the Holy Spirit will guide us. Can I get an amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You're not getting one. What do you mean?
We are sorry, madam. We're sorry. We didn't mean to.
Sorry. I'm sorry too.
So, ata nikuwa natika kuuliza. Sasa, you guys think your parents would like let you down in that section for your type?
No, I feel like my mom has good taste. Although, I don't know if our tastes are the same thing.
Now, even now, it made me think about that. Yeah. Are our tastes the same?
You know? And as I interrupt him to quack it, this is the one.
Yeah, but you're like, the ghetto.
Not the ghetto.
Wait, I know that you said that.
But you know, thinking about it, about if we have the same tastes, I'd like to believe dads, if we have present dads, are our first loves, you know. That people, and if you look at people, they choose spouses, they choose their partners according to what they've grown up with, according to their mom and their dads.
Yeah.
So, are you getting where I'm going with this? So, will we attract people like our, for example, now in this situation, like our dad?
Yeah.
And then now, Ikwe, our like,
mom. No, I don't think
if so. If 1+1 is 2 and 2+2 is 4, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
You know? But you guys get what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think that's a reality for me.
I agree with Jackie. You can't set that as a standard. Because dad loves
me. That's true. But you know, people end up choosing those toxic people because they've grown up with toxic
parents. They may not want to.
But it just
Where they end up.
Yeah.
Because, and that's basically the reason why we hear about daddy issues. It's like people will follow or mommy issues. Like people will follow based on what they see at home. They really want to stay away from these people. But they are not like our jar recognized. Then that's why people need to like go to therapy and realize.
Because it's comfortable for you. Yeah. You're used to.
You get attracted to the same traits.
Let's go.
Because you think that is what is normal.
Yeah.
Because that was what was normalized in your childhood and growing up. So you're just like.
Or maybe then. You
tend to.
You may pick a point now you feel like. Maybe this is what I deserve.
Yeah. At the same time, you have to be accountable. I'm like this because my father made me. No.
No. The thing is, if you have not recognized it, then you don't even know you're doing it. You just do it.
No, I feel like people if who met this when I'm say, you know, this is, you just know it. Atakama utakapo, you know, this is not right. So when we continue kuka in the same situation, saying, you know, this is what I saw. Come on.
That's true.
At some point, you have to just say, I feel like Michelle is getting this. I can also get this. You know, even if you don't have a standard from your home, you can see it from other people. It doesn't have to be at it because
Nancy, we are sorry.
Thank you.
Imagine forgive us.
But also people become the version, people grow up to become the that version of their parents that they saw at home. So wewe mwenyewe wewe ndio uko na shida sasa.
Exactly.
See huyo mwenye unatafuta, wewe ndio uko na hiyo shida. Lakini wewe mwenyewe unjui uko na hiyo shida.
But you need to miscate out akisema, my mom was abusive, my mom was, or my dad, you know. And when I got my children, it took everything in me to change. Because I felt in me, I also want to beat them because they're not listening. I also want to CG do what? I also want to call them out because... But I had to...
Yeah. To change.
To change.
And
you
do better.
Had to...
Yeah.
To be intentional in my parenting if I want to be different. Now that, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Period. Hey, but maybe very fast if my mom was to get me if she was to get me a guy.
You're getting married immediately.
Because I know
tonight.
Because I know this one has already passed some test over there.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, always tell my mom.
No, come to think of it, it will really like help us. Imagine, it's like literally all your baggage. It's just like, will you? The only concern you have is, will we actually connect?
Yeah,
that's the only concern you should have. But like everything else is like, you know how sometimes you're like, oh my, will my parents approve of this person?
Yeah,
will Sidri my thing? No, all those are taken care of.
Imagine.
So you just have to deal with whether you two will eventually connect with each other.
Imagine.
Okay, bring back arranged marriages. Period.
In conclusion.
But
Cindy,
yeah,
come on, you're just lazy.
I'm at
when do you want someone else to do the
groundwork? Let me tell you, I even wanted to mention that. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I feel like personally, I don't know if you guys will vibe with this,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it's so hard to get people to date. Paka, we're going to look for guys or ladies in apps. On apps and dating sites, you know, it's very hard to, because there's another episode we just talked, I think it ran last week, you guys should go and listen, by the way, it's about why Gen Z's are not clubbing anymore.
Yeah,
but everywhere you go, everyone is just on their phones, you rarely get to interact, you know, you rarely get to I don't know, just have humanly conversations with everybody.
Yeah,
and you're like, Where am I gonna get this guy? You get? Ama? Right now, I feel like it's so hard to even get to that point where unasema, now I have a crush. You know? Maybe not crushes, but potentials. Potentials.
Okay. Like people you'll potentially date. Yeah, you have to like...
look everywhere.
Okay.
I mean, we're not searching. I don't go with the vibe at women. We are searching now. We are going outside hunting and gathering, you know?
Yeah.
But still, it's so hard. Yeah.
I agree with you. I feel like the nini has become a bit too hard.
The what?
The dating scene situation is getting more and more complicated. Wesa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like people who are seriously, I'm not, because now it's like them, it's become a mix of people who are not even looking for dating, but just looking for
entanglements, apart from love,
one night stands. Like this, just a mix of everyone in the scene. And that's why we need our mothers to just do the winnowing. Sift out the chaff. Because there's so much, there's just a mix of everything happening. Because I'm trying to picture what the dating scene was like in my mom's time. I feel like everyone was like dating like once or twice. The third one, shunawa.
Hey, I'm at our pia walifanya arranged marriages. I'm at like our parents' parents.
Yeah, those ones are the ones. There's
a friend of mine when it was kind of arranged.
Yeah.
Their parents.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They
please do tell. Give us a tea.
So I think... I can't remember it clearly, but walikuwa wamewa msichana mmoja hapo. So the last born, akaambiwa bado tunajua hii familia na wako na msichana mdogo bado hajaolewa. Utajaribu?
Yeah.
Many years later, they're still together. Wamelea watoto, their first born is a bit older than me. So they're still growing strong.
Imagine.
Yeah.
So nice.
And I also think mambo ya connection, sio ngumu kutafuta, tutatafuta hiyo connection. Hata tupande miti, tutapanda mti, tutapata hiyo connection.
Yeah, but also, I feel like, just like a disclaimer, it's not like, by the way, tunaweza kuwa tunasema arranged marriages, but then we also don't realize there's also the bad side of arranged marriages, where it happens with like arranged marriages for minors, or like you find a child being married off to like an old man. Okay, those are like early marriages and teen marriages. We're not talking about guys. We're talking about like
I think Ata, we should have started with that one.
We should have started with a disclaimer so that it doesn't look like we are endorsing a bad thing.
No.
We're talking about two consenting adults.
Yeah.
Consenting.
Yeah. And adults. Like their parents are not necessarily you're not gonna be forced to do this.
They've consented to it.
Yeah. That's just true. Because nimekuwa nikijisikiza and I'm like, are we
no
the OMG villains?
Okay. Are we the drama?
Are we the drama?
Okay, but we're not talking about that definition. Yeah, we're talking about two consenting adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're heavy on.
But do you
on.
Think, like, we have higher standards? They're a bit more complicated. That's why it's harder to date. Yo. I feel like our parents were simple. Look at you, anaweza ni provide.
Yes.
I think that was the standard. He's not tall enough. He's not dark enough. He's not handsome enough.
But me, I think you put your standards there for a reason.
Michelle, I feel like nowadays some are a bit unrealistic.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. What now? Like materialistic.
Yeah,
wise,
materialistic. Money. Like lazima ukwe una earn this amount of money. Or I'm like, babe, you're saying that. Are you even earning that much money as well?
That's the thing. You want someone who's forward. Forever forward, like, never backward.
No, listen, guys. You need to be realistic. You can't be wanting to marry someone
a millionaire
earning the millions na wewe una 10k. Like, let's be for real. Unless you want to deal with the deal with how you'll be treated.
Yeah.
Because
what do you mean?
No, let me tell you what happens. You'll find someone who's like filthy rich and they'll treat you really nasty because they know you're not earning anything. They know you are at their fingertips. Like, this one will do everything because she can't leave. You know, you can't go that. Distance is your kubwa sana. Mm-hmm. Even though you're looking for someone who has money, msiachane sana. Unakuanga na kamadharau. Where they just look at you like, they literally treat you like freaking Nansin. Property. It's like, I own you.
By the way, Nikona property. Everything.
Yeah.
And so also, our parents, they were willing. It is time from scratch with one another.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And we don't see that no more nowadays.
Nowadays
like me.
Actually,
me,
I would
start
never.
With you. You'd never.
At least start from scratch. Things.
Me, I think we've seen so much happening with people who've started from scratch and then the guy leaves you for a trophy wife. Mm. And you're like,
could have been the trophy wife.
Why did I even do this? You know? Why did I even start?
But can you imagine how bad that could be? Imagine you let down all your standards and decided to, let me just
start from,
you know, let me start from scratch with this guy, starting from the ground.
Tears.
Bottom up kind of stuff.
Tears.
Tears.
You guys should watch The Acrimony. Have you watched it?
You haven't watched it?
No, I haven't.
This like, lady was
from the scratch, kind of.
Girl.
It's worse than starting from scratch.
This lady started, this lady was earning, Kwanza, this lady was the breadwinner of the family.
Okay.
And then kidogo, this guy, he was an engineer. What he was making picked up. It peaked. Mm. He started earning money. He lived in a penthouse. Alafu. Akapata side babe.
Type yake.
Akapata type yake. And you know what he did?
Uh-huh.
Yes. See, he dumped the other one. He dumped, what's her name?
Taraji.
Taraji what?
P. Henson.
P. Henson.
Taraji nearly dumped you. I can imagine. Did she bring drama?
She brought like lots of drama. You guys should watch Acrimony.
Now I'm gonna watch it. Just for
so much drama. Like, damn. 20 out of 10 drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my petition is bring back a arranged marriage for two consenting adults.
I could agree with that.
Yeah, right?
I think I could agree. Even Atakama see like parents necessarily. You can even like get your siblings in the mix.
Nah, siblings don't have that discernment.
I wanna
actually lakini wewe una drone as I said, yeah, because your siblings are mekwachana so many years.
Wapi?
No,
just one advice, Aje.
Mimi, my siblings.
Okay, maybe if you have like super elder, like
exactly,
kubwa, they can probably give
Kabisa.
You good advice.
That's true.
Again, you see when you're mechana
miaka moja
sasa. The same boat, it's the blind leading the blind.
Unamuliza unaweza nitafutia Mutu pia ko like I was even about to ask you the same thing.
No, but niliuliza brother angu recently akasema hell no. My friends are no. Never ever. Because I anawajua.
Kwanza, you know the thing brothers do when they're protecting their little sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like, don't nitaki kuona na ule.
Yeah.
Nikikuona na ule.
You're finished.
I don't have brothers, so I wouldn't know. But like,
oh, do you have a brother?
I used to.
Oh, okay.
Not like a blood brother.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd leave any like.
Can we say goodbye now?
I can't believe it. I think it was such an awkward note.
We're just awkward like that. Oh my God. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.
We want to hear your feedback as well.
Yeah.
So you can find us on our socials.
Banana Whisper.
You can find us on our socials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is a Jackie Masharia _ everywhere.
Mine is speaking on Jin.
Speaking of Gen Z
on Instagram.
Yeah. That's so Gen Z on Instagram. And mine is Namasaka _everywhere. _ actually. All right. We'll see you on the next episode. Have a good one.
Bye.
See ya. Mwah. Speaking of Gen Z is produced and sound engineered by Kevin Miner. Special thanks to podcast editor Jim Smart.